Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Len Kane, his wife, and his family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and followers worldwide. And that means you.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, our very special guest today is Len Kane, president of the Golden Rule Society. If I were to read you his bio, which is five pages, single space, that would take up about five shows right there. And we do want you to hear his message. First, let me just tell you a bit about the Golden Rule Society. It is led and managed exclusively by successful men and women who reach out to welcome every child with access to the internet. Golden Rule Society, herein referred to as GRS, offers a number of beneficial, educational, motivational, inspirational, and character-building programs to all children, but with special affinity for children of military service members, firefighters, and law enforcement personnel, and all who protect and serve. Golden Rule Society is helping children to be successful in life. The memberships in their programs are free to every child of every age anywhere in the world. They don't exclude any children anywhere. If you go to check out Len Cain and the Golden Rule Society, first thing that popped up for me was seeing Senator John McCain presenting the presidential award to Mr. Len Cain. The award was presented during the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Navy's Carrier Combat Pilots Association in Reno, Nevada. Senator McCain was the guest speaker for over 3,300 attendees at the annual convention. I love their statement, the Golden Rule Society, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. A commendable aspect to the GRS business model is that 100% of the funds raised by the organization help children and nonprofit beneficiaries. In fact, in the four decades since the GRS began, more than 3 million lives are estimated to have been touched and improved by the very generous outreach programs offered by GRS. Mr. Len Cain, in 2014, the Nobel Peace Prize nomination was submitted by USA Congressman Scott Peters, and since then, and prior to that also, twice he was nominated. So in 2003 he was nominated, and 2014. The President's 2005 Volunteer Service Award, Gold Medal and Citation for Charity Work, he received in 2005. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs awarded him the 2010 Veteran of the Year for the Golden Rule Society. It was one of eight awards from two congressmen. And finally, he was placed on the National Roll of Honor in Washington, D.C. in 2002. I say finally, but trust me, folks, I have four more pages of awards and citations for our special guest today, Len Cain. Today, we want to talk about how you can change your life and your world, one person and one positive action at a time. ACT, A-C-T, action changes things. So it is about listening today, getting inspired, and seeing how you can benefit yourself and others by living by the Golden Rule. I would say, Len Cain, one of my rules is to have you as a frequent guest on our show. Welcome.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I'm honored. It's always fun to be helping make it a better world, as you said, and that's our philosophy. And it's a fun thing to do. And again, the stressing the point that I jokingly tell people that we do this for, it's been 45 years this month in January in 2017. 45 years ago we started this thing, and again, as you said, we're all non-paid volunteers. And one of my kind of little corny jokes is, I said, we're busy doing the work of the Lord. He doesn't pay us anything, but we understand that his retirement program is out of this world.
And, very cute. I just have to ask you one question before you talk about the society and all of that. What put you in touch with the golden rule being your life mission. Something had to put you in touch with that. What was it?
Well, it goes back to my parents, and one of the things that I did when I reached the age of 21, I became a Freemason. And people say, oh, Freemasonry is a secret society. Well, it's not. You could look in the telephone book and find a phone number and the address and all that. But it's interesting, too, that one of the things I kind of like, that if the founders of this country, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they could have excused a few of the signers, and they could have had a Masonic meeting. And the nice part about that is they're builders. That's what Masonry is. They're Freemasons, and they're just building a better world, if you will. And I've been carrying on that ever since, and the nice part about it, it works. And what I did one time is I took the golden rule that it's written in the books of the world's eight major religions, and I sort of modernized it, updated, if you will, and it's very simply said, treat people the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Wow, that works so well for everybody. And you know what? If everybody in this world would do that, what a wonderful, peaceful place and wonderful, wonderful place it would be. So we press on with that. Of course, and again, as you say, helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And you mentioned 3 million people we have touched. We quit counting at 3 million because it just got to be such a chore to say, oh, my, look at the things going up. We said, look, we're touching the lives, helping to make it a better world. So we'll keep on doing that, whatever the number is. We hope to get it to be a zillion or so, right? All in good fun.
Absolutely. And today, hopefully, we'll add a lot more to that, oh, that extraordinary list of people who you've touched. So what about the Golden Rule Society that reaches out to so many everywhere? What about it will have people stop today, listen today, and take action today and want to be a part of it? What do you want people to know?
Well, I do a lot of radio shows, and what I suggest to people is simply, folks, the listeners, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your country a big favor. Just visit our website. It's simple. You know, the www, but it's goldenrulesociety.org. The letters O-R-G simply mean we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation. And we never solicit donations, but if we receive them, we make sure that it gets to the proper people that need it. And what we oftentimes say, you like what we're doing? No need to make a donation to the Golden Rule Society. Give it to your favorite church, your charity, anybody like that you know where the money's going, you know what it's going to be used for. And that everybody kind of likes that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, when you visit the site, as I asked you to do yourself a favor, you'll find that most everything on a site is free. Except some things are better than free. And I always add a little humor, and a little levity goes a long way. We ain't selling nothing. The point is, visit there, and the first thing I love, especially for parents, visit the left-hand side of the website. They're navigation buttons. They're alphabetically. And I like to tell people the first thing you do, go down and click on 3 for free. And everybody said 3 for free. What's that? First off, we offer our action plan for living. And we tell children of all ages that if you have this action plan for living, which simply means if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, the logical guarantee is you'll be more successful in your own life. And I also tell people that I'd give you a money-back guarantee, but I can't because it's free. And along with that 3 for free, what we have is an action plan for business. I mean, everybody, as they grow up, they have to do something to earn an income. And we help them out. Here's some suggestions how to be more successful. And then the third item, and this is mostly between parents and children, and I kind of like this one. It's a contract of conscience. Well, third level of morality is contractual. If you say to somebody, I'm going to do this and you're going to do that in return, that is a contract. So people have to stick with that. And the nice part about it is that children are given the contract by the parents, or the children initiate the contract. And it simply says, and I'll just use some examples. The child says, Dear Mom and Dad, I promise, my word of honor, I'm going to do my very best in school. I'm going to be very good. I'm not going to get involved in any drugs or alcohol or anything that would be illegal or cause bad things to happen. And it goes on and on. And then the parents, they sign the bottom of that contract and say, we love you dearly, and we're going to continue to support you in all these wonderful things that you're doing. And in effect, Joyce, what we give the kid is a hammer, so to speak, because let's face it, we've all been through the peer pressure and, hey, you got to do this or that. Well, what I use is the example. Can you imagine some guy coming up to your son or your daughter and saying, hey, why don't you have some of this stuff? Smoke it, and you'll really feel great. Boy, this would be good. The child simply says, no, thank you. And, of course, the bad guy says, what are you, chicken? And the answer is, no, I'm not, but what kind of person are you that would want me to violate my word of honor with my parents? Oh, you do have that? Yeah, that's what we're giving. And it works wonders. Everybody that has been into it said, this is good stuff because it makes it a better life for the family, for the children, for everybody involved. And that's our three for free.
I think it's brilliant because it takes the onus off the child. It gives them that thing to say that makes so much sense and lets them feel good about it at the same time.
It works. Simple, positive, powerful, it works. So that's it, and it's available to you, three for free. And we just love it, the responses of people saying, wow, this is wonderful. And we say, well, thank you. Use it. It'll be a better life for your own self, for crying out loud. Oh, and I talked about doing radio shows, and I'm always pleased and honored and humbled to be here talking to you nice ladies and gentlemen who are with us. And again, you go down the navigation buttons. I have to talk about this one because we are working on this program with diligence. And it's near the bottom of these are alphabetical. So if you're on the site, the navigation buttons are the first thing that opens, and you get down to the bottom, it says, near the bottom, it says, your mental health. There is this wonderful Dr. David Dubin has a program. He calls it the Clarity, and it's direct energy neurofeedback system. What does that mean? I'll put it in layman's terms. I've been through his situation and system and program on two different occasions. One, he very nicely visited us in our home with my wife, Anna, and myself. And we're here in Southern California, a little town called Coronado, across the bridge from San Diego. He and his wife visited, and Dr. Dubin is just a wonderful man. He's a great history behind him. They escaped from the Nazis in World War II. And the whole family escaped because, of course, the Nazis wanted to put all the Jewish people in the prisons and do bad things, obviously. But they escaped. Of all places, they escaped into Russia. And then they escaped and got over here to the United States. Dr. Dubin's mother was a physician herself. So he followed in her footsteps and became a medical doctor. And this is what he's doing, treating people with some problems with their mental problems. And let me just focus on one part of it, just to keep it focused on what he's doing. We have right now, it tugs at the heartstrings to even say it, right now we're averaging 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. These are the people with PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. They used to call it different names, but that's what's going on. And what he does, he just sits down with you, and as I said, I've been through it twice. You sit across the table, and he's got a little laptop computer, and there's some wires plugged into the back of the computer. And what he does is he just kind of attaches them, tapes them, if you will, to your skull, around the skull. And then he starts asking you questions. And you answer the questions, and you're having a nice little conversation. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes at most. And what he's doing, in layman's terms, he's rebooting the brain waves. And that when you look at the people who are really messed up mentally, they're into depression, they're into all kinds of stuff, PTSD again, all that. And what he's doing, he's aligning those brain waves, or as he jokingly says, rebooting. And after 10 or 15 minutes, okay, they just take the little the wires off. How you feeling? Wow. And again, I could go on and on with this, but do yourself the favor. Just visit your mental health and you can see what he's doing. People are saying, the testimonials, one example. I came back from Afghanistan and I left my soul over there. I was engaged to be married. I canceled the engagement. I didn't want to have anything to do with being married or anything like that. And what happens next? You know, bang, they're committing suicide. Here now, the people are saying, wow, I'm back to myself again. And here's what the National Football League came to Dr. Dubin and said, we would like for you to take care of our football players who've been banging their heads playing football since they were little kids, and then in high school, and then in college, and then professionally. And some of the wives of these people are saying, look what happened to him. He doesn't even know where the kids go to school, doesn't, all kind of problems. They go through the sessions with Dr. Dubin, and they said, he's a new man again. He's like as we used to remember him. And the National Football League said, we want you to exclusively take care of our football players. And Dr. Dubin's response was simple. He says, look, he's one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And he said, look, in living the Golden Rule, we can't exclude anybody. So what we do is we include everybody. And there are going to be clinics and hospitals all over the country using his program. And it just works wonders. That's just one of the things we have. And ladies and gentlemen, and Joyce, I got to tell you, please have your people, when you tell them, down the same navigation buttons. There's one that says Hope for You. You click on that. There are so many things. Hope for You is put out by a gentleman. He's one of our senior advisors. Joel Griffin is his name. And Joel and I have a little background together. He was up in New York, very close to our hometown where I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was up there near Binghamton. But anyway, he went to school in Mansfield University. And this guy was an All-American basketball player at Mansfield University. And the same year that he was All-American basketball player, he was an All-American golfer. And I'll bet you a buck or a beer that you can't name me anybody else that you know that has two All-Americans the same year growing up. Well, anyway, what he did was he went on after school and got his doctorate in mathematics. A brilliant man. He ended up, I'm going to make it short, he ended up as an advisor to three different presidents. I mean, good Lord, it's just wonderful. Now, the presidents, the one of them was President George Bush the Younger, President George Bush the Elder, and of course the one that I like best is that he was our former governor of the great state of California and our president. He too was an advisor to that president, and it's incredible what he's done. And now, as a matter of fact, the good people in London town heard about all that he was doing. They said, would you come over to Parliament and help us out with some of the things we're doing? And he did. And he is, again, super successful. He runs a charity called The Hope for You. And he's touching the lives of many. We're building homes together across the country. We're putting solar power on the homes, by the way. Anyway. And for veterans to be building the homes, for veterans to be living in the homes and helping people in need. And it goes on and on. We have over 400 communities that we're doing this with across the country. Anyway, it goes on and on, and I'll turn it over to you for just a second so I can catch my breath.
Yeah, please catch your breath. I just want to say that you are so inspiring. And we talked about inner peace. I wanted to mention the inner peace that comes from when you do something for someone else. What possibly can make you feel better about yourself than knowing that you touched a life, that you changed a life? Dr. Jonas Salk said, I feel that the greatest reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. I mean, my God, you do so much, Glenn Kane. You've been nominated twice for the Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's in the works to nominate you yet again. And I can't stress the importance to you folks listening today to know that you can really go out in the world and act as if what you do makes a difference, because it does. And the great author William James had said that. We all know the one, if it is to be, it's up to me. So be not simply good, be good for something, said Henry David Thoreau. Plant flowers in others' gardens and your life becomes a bouquet. So I know, Len Kane, you live by that. Your Golden Rule Society is all about that. That awesome website, goldenrulesociety.org. There are so many links of so many opportunities to not only benefit others like the veterans and children worldwide and all of that, but there are links that will help you folks. There are things you will get for free. There are great messages on there that you can learn from. So I cannot urge you enough to go to that website, goldenrulesociety.org. And at the same time, I can't urge you enough to listen to our show every day for these great inspirational people and messages. And here in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. and let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And on the homepage, upper left, you'll see my picture. And if you click follow under that picture, you'll know about every show, every guest, and every topic. So you need not miss any show. Like today, we're so blessed, we're so honored to have a very awesome Len Cain, twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And he lives by this motto, stated by Dylan Burroughs, live today the way you want to be remembered tomorrow. And that's what I know you do every minute of every day, Len Cain. Back to you.
Oh, my. That was a very nice presentation by the nice lady. And that's what we need. We need the good inspirational words and things that make you want to take action. And that's what it's all about. Action, action, action. Do it now. Do it now. And
if not now,
I have another
when?
One that I'd like to talk about, Joyce. On the navigation buttons, it's called Success Secrets. It's a nice way of saying what I started with was years ago I was going to write this. I wanted to make it a book, but I just thought I'd keep it simple. And what we're going to do is I was calling it the dozen dumb things that people do to mess up their lives and the truth about those dozen.
I'm just
so
laughing
anyway,
because you're saying dozens, and I would think it's thousands of things. Go on.
Oh, well, exactly what you're saying. I tried to do a dozen dumb things. I couldn't do it. It was impossible. So what I had to do was the two dozen dumb things that people
okay.
do to mess up their lives and the secrets on how not to do it. But it's there on the site for you. Just click on Success Secrets, and I guarantee you again, logical guarantee, if you follow the teachings of people's of the world's most successful people, you'll be one of them as well.
Why don't you just name three for now, three dumb things people do to mess up their lives, so we can give people a taste of it.
Oh, well, that's easy. I always get a kick out of. Well, the first thing, you don't have a purpose in life. This is one of the dumb things. Don't have a purpose. Just kind of wander around aimlessly. Just go through life and maybe hope for the best. The truth is, your happiness doesn't come from the selfish satisfactions and the collection of things and stuff, but through your dedication to a worthy purpose. So what's a worthy purpose? Why, it could be something simply continuing the process of growth. Learn something every day. And this inspiration, you give it to yourself. Say it out loud to yourself, morning, noon, and night. I'm becoming the successful person that I'm meant to be. Well, how do you do that? Well, life is for doing, learning, enjoying, giving, and loving. Because you got to give more than you get. By so doing, you get more than you ever hoped for. And that's one of the plans of the program. So that's just one of the dozen dumb things, or two dozen dumb things. And it goes on and on. So, again, do yourself that favor and visit the site. You're going to say, wow, this stuff really makes a lot of sense.
And that site is goldenrulesociety.org. I just want to bring someone on who I know lives an exemplary life and is always there to make a difference to people. Janice, good morning.
Good morning. Of course, Joyce, I love your show, and I always tune in. And, of course, this was a great message because I love to make people happy. And, you know, some people come into your life, and when they come in, you can't wait for them to leave. And then there's the people that when they show up and they brighten up the room, and some people brighten it up when they leave. But I like to be the one that people say, oh, I can feel that beautiful aura, and then share the love with everybody and make everybody have a better day because you were there. So this
and
is
that's
right
so
up my alley.
True. And you are one of those people that brighten up the room when you enter it, just like you brighten up my phone lines when you call me. So we appreciate you, like our guest today, getting up so early to be on the show. And you're someone that's always appreciated, Janice.
Thank you. And I will definitely go visit that site because it sounds fascinating and wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And the site is goldenrulesociety.org. It has so much on the site. You'll see, if you just want to know about our guest today, there's like five single spaces of his bio, of the many accomplishments, the many awards, the many citations. It is so, I feel humbled just having you on the show, Len Kane.
Well, again, I'm just happy to be here and happy to make touch the lives of those who we can help together, because it's your show, and I'm again happy, honored, and humbled to be part of it. And that's what it's all about, making it a better world. And I know that Joyce, we're asking people to visit the website, and there's something, because I know that you have some other businesses that you're involved in. One of them is organic foods program, and
it's
another one
foods,
that is.
Wait, one second. I just want to make, it's 100% organic, but it's product, not food. It's product like what you use in the shower, what you brush your teeth with. So it's 100% organic, and it's one of my causes to have the world be a healthier world. And I just want to give that site, it's healthyandorganic.net. So thank you for mentioning that.
Well, not only you stopped at that, but you have another global program, and I'd like to just mention that on our website, the goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G, again, means charitable nonprofit, tax exempt. So we ain't selling nothing, as I jokingly say. But if you visit the site, again, alphabetically down there, here's one that says slash your taxes. And this gentleman, Ron Mueller is his name, and like me, he's a retired Navy captain. He was a graduate of the Naval Academy, went on to get his PhD, and he specializes in helping people in business, the small business owners, the home-based business owners, where the people can conduct a business from their home to market whatever product or service they like. And this ties in with what we're talking with Joyce here, that she has another one. It's an organic program, and I mentioned the global. But here's the thing. Ron Mueller, you just click on that slash your taxes, and everybody in this country knows that the backbone of the economy in the United States of America are the home-based business owners. And he's got, I don't know, 40,000 people that are subscribing to his information on a day-to-day basis. And here's a round number. People say, okay, I'm going to have a home-based business. I'll market whatever product or service that I choose. Great. Do it. And what he's doing, he says, you follow these rules and regulations because they comply with the law. I mean, clearly, above board, legal, true blue, yard wide, and all that stuff. But the people who are going to using his services are saving about $5,000 a year in taxes. Now, why wouldn't you want to have a business that you can conduct from the convenience, the safety of your own home? Or rather than jumping into the car, driving and fighting in the traffic and, oh, working for somebody that you may not like. But here you are. You're your own boss. And wouldn't you like to get involved with things? And now, again, Joyce, I know you have that other program that is involved with
Simply Magic Wow .com. SIMPLY Magic, MAGIC Wow.com. These are two companies that I'm involved with that are very healthy, that I so appreciate. I use their products each and every month. And I have the CEOs or the executive vice presidents on our show every month because I do want to share it with the world. And now you've just given us all a resource in your site to find out a great deal more about how we can help other people. So I'll definitely be checking that out as well. I actually discovered it this morning when I was doing all the research with the company, and I just saw that for the first time. So after the show, I will look into it. I just want to leave the folks with healthyandorganic.net, simplymagicwow.com. If you're searching for extraordinary companies, high-quality products that you can use and appreciate, that would be the companies that I advocate as a success coach and a home business coach. I just want to say one more thing before I turn it back to you, Len. As a coach, one thing I do know enough about people and decades of coaching, that even if they hear everything that makes sense to them, even if they like what they hear, even if they appreciate you, even if they love the taco and got value, oftentimes I'll hear, I will look into that website someday. I will check it out someday. I'll look into that home-based business. Great idea. I will someday. So let me just share this poem, which I wrote for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, Len Kane, we really have to use this opportunity, folks, to get people to check out GoldenRuleSociety.org. How do we get them off their BUT and BUTT?
Oh, it's one of the things there, the three for free or the success secrets. It's all up to the individuals, right? Anyway, that's what we're doing, helping to make it a better world as we keep talking about that. And Joyce, I'm going to ask you a favor. When I was talking, I didn't have my pen handy, but one of the sites you were talking about is healthyandorganic.net. Is that correct?
Healthyandorganic.net, healthyandorganic.net. And the other is simplymagicwow.com. And I stand by these companies. I've been involved with them for 8 years. And as I said, the offices, the senior offices, are regulars on our show.
Okay, that second one was Simply Magic Wow?
Wow.com. I like the word wow because when I choose a guest, they have to have the wow factor. And Len Kane, you have the wow factor.
Okay. I wanted to be sure that the people got those two sites, and healthyandorganic.net. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
And the other one was simplymagicwow.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to be sure that right. Everybody
and anyone that emails me at CoachJoyce@AOL.com and puts in the subject line, Len Kane, in the subject line, because when people write to me, I like to know what was the resource, the guest that inspired them to do that. I will offer them a free coaching session on having a home business. So I will do that simply for sending the email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, Len Kane, in the subject line, and in the text of the letter, your name, your phone number, a best time to reach you. And I'll be happy to do that. And as Len Kane said, on the awesome website of goldenrulesociety.org, you'll find things for free for you as well, a not-to-be-missed website.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm redundant, but I'm going to keep saying it. Do yourself a favor and follow the good guidance from Coach Joyce. It just makes so much sense. And do it, and the old saying, do it now. That's what it's all about.
Well, when you're on the cover of Time magazine for winning the Nobel Peace Prize, I want you to remember those words in the article.
Well, it's a nice goal, but my work is just busy helping others. And if they recognize me and giving awards or just nominations, I'm very pleased and very happy, because for the publicity that it gets, it just goes out and touches more lives. And I'll be redundant and say it again. We don't get paid. We'll get our reward later on when we get to in heaven with the good Lord. We can say, well, I did my best. He'll say, welcome aboard, as we do in the Navy. And by the way,
thing that you reminded me of, one of my mentors was Werner Erhard, and I had done his S training, and I recall him saying, at the time when I passed, I want it to be said on my tombstone, he was completely used up, that every ounce of his being, every ounce of who he was out there in the world making a difference. And that's how I feel about you, Len Kane. You'll definitely be used up for sure.
Well, I can only say a sincere thanks to that. I appreciate it. It means a lot. And I just realized when I was talking about my dear friend Joel Gripping, as a matter of fact, I had two tickets to the inauguration and this year, but I had to cancel because I was undergoing the procedure for some spinal problems that I had, which worked out very well. I'm pain-free now, but I couldn't use the tickets, so I gave them to Joel Gripping. And he and his wife, Ardith, went up from Florida and just had a marvelous time at the inauguration, and I'm just so happy that he did. Make me feel good. But anyway, I mentioned that there were three presidents that he was working with, and I talked about them, but I didn't mention the name. President Ronald Reagan was the first one that he worked with as an advisor, and then President George Bush the Elder, and then President Bush the Younger. So he is an awesome dude, and he doesn't like me to say this, I'm sure, but that man is brilliant, simple as that, and with a doctorate in mathematics. And I remember one of the things that he told that President Reagan said to him one day. He says, Joel, he says, I want you to look at this thing, and I want to get it to the people, because everybody's going to benefit from this. And he says, I want to know what cost it is. And he says, I'll pay the cost, but not a nickel more. I thought that was pretty good. And
yes.
If you're ever out west in California, there's a Reagan Museum, and it is just north of Los Angeles. Well worth it. My wife Ann and I went again there last month. Beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyway,
Well, I just want to say something about Joel. Joel was a guest on our show in the past as well. We have had him on the show. And I didn't even know till just now the far reach of his extraordinary accomplishments, and that he actually went to the inauguration. I'd love to talk to someone who was there firsthand and witnessed it. So I will be calling Joel within the next 24 hours and schedule him back on our show. So thank you for reminding me of his greatness.
Oh, and you talk about busy. I tell people I only work 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, but I get the rest of the time off. I think he works longer hours than I do.
Given your bio, which I have right in front of me, 5 pages, I absolutely know how true that is. I just want to say something else to you folks. We were telling you that Someday doesn't exist, that you want to see these websites and you want to see them now. You want to know you can make a difference, and you want to know that to go into action now. And as a coach for many decades, this is what I always leave my clients with, the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Len Kane, as we're wrapping up our show, what is the message you want to leave our folks with? And I know the whole show was that of great messages, but what do you want to leave them with so they don't hesitate to get onto that website? They don't hesitate to make a difference.
Well, you must do yourself that very big favor. Start with the Golden Rule Society website. Simple, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And what you'll do is you'll find all kinds of things there. That's a starting place, because we just spent almost an hour telling you all about it. But focusing down to it, the Reader's Digest version, visit the site. You'll see everything that's available to you and more, because we keep adding things. Matter of fact, right now, and I'm a director of this organization, it's called ProSHL. It stands for Professional and Social. But we have over 400,000 licensed medical professionals, call them doctors for short, that we are supporting around the country. Not only do they like what we're doing because we're helping their practice, which means that they have more time to take care of their patients rather than getting involved in the administrative stuff that's just overwhelming. You can't imagine how much that. But life-saving solutions for the patients and the people. We have a program that they use this DNA. Real quick example. You go to your doctor, and the doctor says, well, yeah, you've got this or that and the other. Here, I'm going to give you this pill. So take it and you'll feel better. Nowadays, what the doctor's going to say, okay, here's this little packet. Inside the packet is a little swab. You put it on the inside of your mouth, the inside of your cheek. You swab it up and down, put it back in the package. You give it to the doctor. He sends it to the laboratory. The laboratory comes back and says, oh, you were going to give him that ABC pill? His DNA is different, or her DNA is different. You have to give him the XYZ pill, because you give him the ABC, it's going to hurt them. Now, doctors love this, and now we're offering it to every of these over 400,000. Pretty soon it's going to be 500,000, the doctors that we're going to be supporting around the country. And not only that, we're going worldwide with it. Another real quickie. I know we're running out of time, but one of the other programs we're very much involved with, because we like to have Working for Peace. There's a gentleman by the name of Doug Ivanovich. He's the founder and chairman of World Peace One Foundation, and in service to peace, for peace, humanity, and to help the earth. And if you want to check that out, we're just doing an incredible program that's going to be culminated in September this year. Big. Oh, anyway, I can't go into it because it'll take too much time. But again, you do yourself a favor. Visit worldpeaceone.com.
And you'll see all that. On that one, is that spelled out, Len? Worldpeaceone.com, is it one spelled out?
Yes, and it's one word, worldpeaceone.com, yes. Spelled it out.
Yes, and one word when you're going on the internet. I just wanted to be sure it's O-N-E, worldpeaceone.com. I'll like to look at that as well.
Oh, amazing stuff going on.
You certainly gave us extraordinary resources today, great information today. Jackie Mutchison says it takes each of us to make a difference for all of us. So in closing, I want to, first of all, thank you, Len Cain. You're always, always welcome on our show. You inspire me. I know this show will inspire others. I have no doubt about that. We have to have you a lot more often. And we are so grateful to you and so appreciate you. Did you want to just say a final word or two?
Oh, just to be letting you know and everybody listening what an honor it is to be here, because we're going to help each one of you who are listening, your families, your friends, your neighbors. Share it with them. Tell everybody. Visit goldenrulesociety.org and be sure to get in touch with Joyce Barry at Coach Joyce
at AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
Thank you so much for that. And I want to leave you folks. Thank you. I want to leave our folks with this personal prayer, which I created for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we would love for you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.